Hey everybody, that's Be Well, Be Wealthy, aka Jessica Nyote. I wanted to jump on. It's been over a month since I last did a podcast. And we're traveling. We've been on tour for the past month or so. We went from Holiday, Florida, the Tampa, Florida area, all the way up to Virginia. We stayed there at Massanutten Resort, which is on my what? Okay. Which is on our Airbnb and our Vrbo rental list. You can also check it out at traveling-mommy.com. So from there, we went straight to New York. My grandfather had passed away a week after Memorial Day, and had the most beautiful, like, exit to life ever. I feel like, I don't think any of us really believe that my grandfather's passed, because his energy is so strong, and he has done so much in this world. You know, bought in so much land, made so many children, grandchildren, you know, stories, memories, that it's powerful, you know, it's secure, it's dependable. But that's not always life, right? I've always looked up to my grandma and grandpa, like, you know, I guess in this fantasy world, you know, because from where I'm from, born in 1985, I have two kids out of wedlock, both from different fathers. You know, 8 years apart, it's completely different than what my grandparents went through. And the sad thing is that what I've experienced is what a lot of people experience, right? This vulnerable, unrequited, broken, kind of jaded love or whatever, you know? More and more people are staying single, right? More and more people that, you know, are not working or not educated or not really, you know, in the right relationships, including myself, are having children, right? And these children are seeing these broken networks and, you know, missing some of the things that I was taught foundationally. So, you know, some of this creeps in the back of my mind sometimes, right? I've been trying to see this guy from the Balkans for the past 7 months. Actually, no, I didn't try. We've seen each other, and it has been this self-will run riot. You know, I've had a very stellar team that has supported me and been like my earth family, that have loved me and helped take care of me. But when it comes to like that intimate romantic love, like what the hell does it take, right? So we headed to New Jersey. We went camping in the Poconos about a week ago. Then we headed to New Jersey, and we've been here for about a week now. And we've had an all right time. I love the city, but it is dirty. And I'm a clean freak, so I don't really like that. But this morning I came out. I'm smoking now. I'm so stressed out lately. I haven't smoked in 10 years. And here we are. And, you know, I walk out to the car, and I see that it's a little messy, and I felt like all I've done is clean, but it's kind of typical, you know, with the two kids and the dog or whatever. But then I realized that my fiance's Louis Vuitton bag that he had gotten me was taken. And not only was it taken, but like they poured everything all over the car. I don't know. It's been a very odd morning. It's been a very vulnerable and very odd morning. I wouldn't say scared. I'm really not scared of anything because I'm usually pretty cautious. And when things like that happen, it is what it is. But it just gave me some thought this morning, you know, how vulnerable I am, how much little time we have on this planet, and like, what the heck is going on with this relationship thing? How can I be a happy single mom? How can I not have expectations and still have a relationship with one person? Or are we supposed to have relationships with more than one person? If you read the book Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh, he'll talk about, in the third book, he'll talk about how love is intended to be for more than one person. How that if God loves all of us and we are part of God and we have that unimaginable strength and power and love, like, how could we only love one person? I've certainly loved more than one person in my life, right? But you can also feel when it's time to let go. And is it just because we just don't want to try? We're not consistent. Maybe it's just too hard. I don't know. So check me out on socials, Instagram, Be Well, Be Wealthy. Share some of your inspiration with me and have your best day ever.